William Reynolds is sitting on the bleachers at Bernie Fritz Park. It's about six blocks from the house he grew up in. He says the park hasn't changed much since he was a kid.
I played a lot of basketball on that court right there in front of us. I played basketball for Liberty. I played basketball for Moravian. I took a lot of jump shots over there with my dad rebounding for me. And those are memories that are very special to me.
In 2007, Reynolds became the youngest person ever elected to Bethlehem City Council.
I've definitely learned over the past 14 years that nobody does anything alone.
Now he's 40, and Reynolds says he's ready to lead the city he grew up in and never really left. He's a William Allen High School teacher, and he bought a home with his wife two blocks from this park. Reynolds says people who call Bethlehem home are resilient.
I really believe that Bethlehem is kind of at the dawn of its next great day. Take a look at just how much investment is coming into the city, how much interest there is in living in Bethlehem.
He says he wants to steer the city towards further development and expand tourism and keep housing affordable.
Rent is a huge, huge piece of that. If your wages aren't going up, but all of your bills are going up, that's going to put a further and further dent in your pocketbook. Bethlehem has always been a place that people have been able to move no matter what your income level is, no matter what your education level is.
That sentiment is one that Reynolds' opponent, Republican John Cachmar, shares. On a recent Monday morning, he's in the city's south side at Santiago's Cigar Bar, which is owned and operated by a Dominican woman. He points to this community as one that was developed with care towards the people that live here.
I think we need to watch our development here on the south side and what we allow to develop. And we need to make sure that we're putting in buildings and complexes and businesses that fit.
Cachmar has never held elected office, but says he's got the chops required. He's worked in government for more than 25 years, mostly as an administrator in Lehigh County.
So I've supervised everything from animal shelters to very sophisticated large public works departments.
Cachmar says he wants to lower taxes and rein in city spending.
They've raised taxes three out of the last 4 years. They also increased the water rate 8% for homeowners, 12% for commercial properties, all in a pandemic year.
But Bethlehem hasn't had a Republican mayor in 25 years. Don Cunningham was mayor of this city in the late 90s. He now heads up the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation.
The last Republican mayor was Ken Smith, who I succeeded. But prior to that, you know, Bethlehem was a city that elected Republicans and Democrats, and certainly that's possible again.
He says the next mayor needs to keep development going and balance the city's checkbook.
The job of mayor is first and foremost keeping a city safe and clean, keeping the finances in order, which requires balancing the things you want to do with the cost of them.
Cunningham says coming off the pandemic, the region needs to rebuild its downtowns, bring tourists back, and restart the economy to help Bethlehem get back on track. Megan Frank, WLVR News.